consumption of alcoholic beverages is part of holiday celebrations. The same can be said for public awareness about the dangers of impaired driving. The New York State Thruway Authority and Mothers Against Drunk Driving have kicked off their annual Red Ribbon campaign against drunk driving. 65,000 red ribbons are being handed out to motorists along the thruway. The ribbons are meant to be displayed on vehicles as a reminder of the danger of driving while impaired and to encourage people to drive sober, safely, and buckled up. State Police Troop K Information Officer Trooper Melissa McMorris.
If you will be drinking, do not plan on driving. Have a designated sober driver. Call a taxi. Call a friend. Call a family member. Public transportation is available to anybody. You know, just be responsible. If you know you're going to be drinking, plan ahead. And if you know somebody else is drinking, don't let them drive.
Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple says his officers will be out in full force this weekend and on New Year's Eve, keeping the roadways safe.
We really hope that, you know, the morning after New Year's morning, we can wake up and go, hey, look, again, we had no fatalities and we didn't have any DWI arrests. That would be a home run for us. You know, it's with us, the message is have a plan, have a designated driver. We partner this year with Martin Harding and Mazzotti. It's 1-800-LAW-1010, just as their jingle says, and they will have dispatchers there that will send you a cab. It's something that people just need to be cognizant of and make sure that you don't make a bad choice or a bad decision and get behind the wheel of a car after you've had a few drinks.
Apple adds, if you're just planning to sip on a glass of wine, you should still have a plan to get home safely. Troop K Commander Major Robin Benziger notes that since the holiday season is traditionally marked by increased travel and alcohol consumption, New York State Police have chosen to participate in a national program called Drunk Driving Over the Limit Under Arrest. Again, Trooper McMorris.
If you do see a driver that you feel is impaired and you feel that they could cause an accident, contact 911 immediately. They will contact the closest available police unit so we can get somebody out there. I mean, it could save a life.
According to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data, 32,367 people were killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes across the nation in 2011. And 31%, or 9,878 of those fatalities, occurred in drunk driving-related crashes. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.